traditional and unceded territory of the Algonquin Nation.
May we always dwell on this land with respect and peace.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, pour out your Spirit over all the world, and inspire every heart with knowledge and love of you. May we who confess Jesus as Lord set aside whatever obscures this faith, so that our witness to your love may shine clearly in all our days. For with him you live and reign in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
A reading from Numbers. The rabble among them had a strong craving, and the Israelites also wept again, and said, "If only we had meat to eat. We remember the fish we used to eat in Egypt for nothing, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But now our strength is dried up, and there is nothing at all but this manna to look at." Moses heard the people weeping throughout their families, all at the entrances of their tents. The Lord became very angry, and Moses was displeased. So Moses said to the Lord, "Why have you treated your servants so badly? Why have I not found favor in your sight, that you lay the burden of all this people on me? Did I conceive all these people? Did I give birth to them? That you should say to me, 'Carry them in my bosom as a nurse carries a sucking child to the land that you promised on oath to their ancestors'? Where am I to get meat to give to all this people? For they come weeping to me and say, 'Give us meat to eat.' I am not able to carry all this people alone. They are too heavy for me. If this is the way you are going to treat me, put me to death at once. If I have found favor in your sight, and do not let me see my misery." So the Lord said to Moses, "Gather for me 70 of your elders of Israel, whom you know to be elders of the people and officers over them. Bring them to the tent of meeting and have them take their place there with you." So Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord, and he gathered 70 elders of the people and placed them all around the tent. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to him, and told some of the spirit that was on him, and put it on the 70 elders. And when the spirit rested upon them, they prophesied, but they did not do so again. Two men remained in the camp, one named Eldad and the other named Medad, and the spirit rested on them. They were among the registered, but they did not go out to the tent. So they prophesied in the camp. And a young man ran and told Moses, "Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp." And Joshua, son of Nun, the assistant to Moses, one of his chosen men, said, "My lord, Moses, stop them." But Moses said to him, "Are you jealous for my sake? Would that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his spirit on them?" Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thank you. souffre-t-il? Qu'il prie. Est-il joyeux? Qu'il chante des cantiques. L'un de vous est-il malade? Qu'il fasse appeler les anciens de l'Église et qu'il prie après avoir fait sur lui une onction d'huile au nom du Seigneur. La prière de la foi sauvera le patient. Le Seigneur le relèvera et s'il a des péchés à son actif, il lui sera pardonné. Confessez-vous donc vos péchés les uns aux autres et priez les uns pour les autres afin d'être guéris. La requête d'un juste agit avec beaucoup de force. Élie était un homme semblable à nous. Il pria avec ferveur pour qu'il ne plût pas. Et il ne plut pas sur la terre pendant 3 ans et 6 mois. Puis il pria de nouveau. Le ciel donna de la pluie. La terre produisit son fruit. Mes frères, si l'un de vous s'est égaré loin de la vérité et qu'on le ramène, sachez que celui qui ramène un pécheur du chemin où il s'égarait, lui sauvera la vie et fera disparaître une foule de péchés. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.
"Do not stop him," he answered. No one who can do works of power using my name will suddenly turn against me. The ones who are not against us are for us. I speak from my heart. Anyone who brings the gift of even a drink of water to the ones who represent me will never lose the honor that has been gained. But let no one cause one of these little ones who put their trust in me to stumble away from the path. It would be better to have a great stone tied to one's neck and to be thrown into the great waters. If what your hand does not cause you to stumble off the path, then cut it off and throw it away. It'd be better to live this life with only one hand than to go with two hands into the valley of smoldering fire, a fire that cannot be put out. If where your heart foot walks causes you to stumble from the path, then cut it off and throw it away. It would be better to walk this life with only one foot than to walk with 2 feet right into the valley of smoldering fire, a fire that cannot be put out. The same thing goes for your eye. If what it sees makes you stumble from the path, then pluck it out and throw it away. It would be better to walk Creator's good road with only one eye than to see with 2 eyes and be thrown into the valley of smoldering fire. This valley of smoldering fire is a place spoken of in the sacred teachings, where their word does not die and the fire cannot be put out. All will be salted with fire, for all ceremonial offerings are salted before they are burned with fire. Salt is a good thing, for it purifies, heals, and makes things taste better. But if it becomes unsalty, what will make it salty again? So make sure that you, like salt, keep your true flavor by walking with each other in the way of peace. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
First of all, can you hear me?
Yes.
Good. Ostas Samali Nigada. Good morning, everyone. As I was reading the First Nation translation of Mark 38:50, I noticed at the top of the page the theme or the perspective of Mark in the First Nation translation. It was titled, "The War Club Tells the Good Story." And that made a lot of sense to me because I had been reading it and I didn't see that. And it was an uncomfortable set of scriptures. It's pretty graphic about some things. So to know that the theme was "The War Club Tells the Good Story," that kind of put it in perspective for me. In Shalagi, Cherokee Nation, I'm a community member there, I'm a citizen of that nation. There's that focus on balance. So in times of peace, there's a white chief. And if we're in battle or war, it's the red chief. And they work together and there's balance there. Creator sets free is all that balance in the sacred hoop. And in that way, because of Creator sets free, we are all children to the one true human, the Great Spirit, and we all matter. Creator sets free makes it very clear of the inclusivity and non-interference to be practiced toward others who cause no harm. And I wanted to repeat this part of the scripture reference, saying, the ones who are not against us are for us. I speak from my heart. Anyone who brings the gifts of even a drink of water to the ones who represent me will never lose honor. I was also reminded of the peaceful and kind relational agreement depicted by the wampum belt. In my nation, we also have wampum belts. And how on that artistic beading and on that agreement, there's fluid boundaries. It offered a path forward together. And it was love and respect, not judgment or interference. At the same time in the scriptures, Creator sets free gives a very graphic picture of those that cause the little ones harm and trauma. Tomorrow is the commemoration of the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. It's also known as Orange Shirt Day. Being naturally curious and a thinker, sometimes I overthink, and I'm in recovery for that, because I don't want to be an overthinker, but I was curious in thinking about this. A few thoughts came to my mind concerning residential schools, the lost children, or the children that were lost in residential schools, the survivors. The survivors like Phyllis Webstad, who, when she was a child, she was so excited to go to school. She and her mom and her family, they found her orange shirt so she could wear that orange shirt to school, to residential school, and it was ripped away from her. I thought of her and why we even have National Day for Truth and Reconciliation and why it's called Orange Shirt Day. I also thought of the ongoing, complex, and historical traumas that are present today. There's so much systemic things that are happening still presently to Indigenous peoples. On the National Center for Truth and Reconciliation website, there's a report that was put out by the TRC of Canada. It's called the Survivors Speak. It defines what it means to be a survivor in the preface of that 239-page report. I would like to read that from that preface. A survivor is not just someone who made it through the schools, or got by, or was making do. A survivor is a person who persevered against and overcame adversity. The word came to mean someone who emerged victorious, though not unscathed, whose head was bloody but unbowed. It referred to someone who had taken all that could be thrown at them and remained standing at the end. It came to mean someone who would legitimately say, I am still here. For that achievement, survivors deserve our highest respect. But for that achievement, we also owe them the debt of doing the right thing. Reconciliation is the right thing to do coming out of this history. In the Chalagi Ayeya Udutla Sa, my Cherokee Nation, and many indigenous nations and communities, at any event you might attend, powwows, events, you might get a free t-shirt, you might get a t-shirt. But the t-shirt holds value. That it may have, it tells you where you've been. It gives other people a clue. It gets noticed. The wording on that t-shirt may cause you to think or ponder. And it may be clothing that may be needed. And among some First Nations, and I know among my nation, it's a joke because you're going to get a free t-shirt, but it means something. Wearing orange shirts tomorrow means something. And I do want to thank those that will be wearing an orange shirt tomorrow and that are doing so today. Because it is a statement. It's a statement for solidarity. It's a statement that you are not in denial of the history. You know the truth. And you are willing to do the prolonged and hard work of reconciliation. I hope you have plans tomorrow to go to an event or to spend time in reflection. And I offer a smudging prayer that I wrote for this congregation. And it is done in the spirit of Gadugi, of unity, of community, of working together. May your hands be cleansed, that they create beautiful things. May your eyes be cleansed, that you might see the signs and wonders of this land. May your mouth be cleansed, that you might speak rightly when words are needed. May your heart be cleansed, that you might hear its messages clearly. May your feet be cleansed, that they might take you where you most need to be. May this space be washed clean by the smoke of these sacred plants. And may that same smoke reveal our inclusion with Creator Sets Free. I also want to say thank you to my brothers and sisters that are here today serving in various positions. It's wonderful to see you, and I'm grateful for you. Wadum.
Thank you.
Creator and Redeemer, as we approach you in prayer, make us walk in beauty and balance. Make us open our hearts and minds. Make us speak the truth. We pray first for your community, the Church, the body of Christ. We pray for all our relatives in the circle of life throughout all creation, for those chosen to be our leaders and teachers. In peace we pray to you, Lord God, responding at the pauses with, teach us and show us the way. We call upon the earth, our mother and home, with its beautiful depths, soaring heights, and deep waters, its vitality and abundance of life, and together we ask it to teach us and show us the way. We call upon the mountains and tundra, the high green valleys and prairies filled with wildflowers, the snows, the summits of intense silence, and we ask that they teach us and show us the way. We call upon the land which grows our food, the nurturing soil, the fertile fields, the abundant gardens and orchards, and we ask that they teach us and show us the way. We call upon the forests, the great trees reaching strongly to the sky, with earth in their roots and the heavens in their branches, the fir and the pine, the cedar and the maple. We ask them to teach us and show us the way. We call upon the creatures of the fields and forests and the waters, our brothers and sisters, the wolves and deer, the eagle and bear, the great whales and the fish. We ask them to teach us and show us the way. We call upon those who have lived on this earth, our ancestors and our friends, remembering especially Dora Broughton, in whose memory the flowers are given today. Those who dreamed the best for future generations, and upon whose lives our lives are built with thanksgiving, we call upon them to teach us and show us the way. Creator, you made the world and declared it to be good. The beauty of the trees, the softness of the air, the fragrance of the grass speaks to us. The summit of the mountains, the thunder of the sky, the rhythm of the waters speaks to us. The faintness of the stars, the freshness of the morning, the dewdrops on the flower speak to us. But above all, our hearts soar for you. Speak to us in Jesus the Christ, in whose name we offer these prayers. Amen.
As our Savior taught us, let us pray.
Blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit
be upon you and strengthen you and keep you today and always.